You'll want to tune in at 5 o'clock, as you just heard. Big announcement today on Jared and the GM. Be listening today at 5 o'clock. Darren McFarland, Steve Lehman, News Channel 5 here, Barrel House, Bridgestone Arena tonight. It's the Predators and St. Louis Blues. A puck drop at 7 o'clock. Pre-game starting at 6. Everything heard right here on 102.5 The Game. Big divisional game. It'll be another Western Conference team in here on Thursday. Predators are at home for 4. Tonight it's St. Louis. Thursday it's Calgary. Saturday it's the Red Wings. And then a Monday game against the Ottawa Senators. So get to see the Senators twice in 11 days. And it's pretty cool. By the way, Kyle Turris, what a great guy, right? I mean, the story there, video tribute, what he's doing, Capital City Condors, what he's doing here. We'll bring that up a little bit later. Just a tremendous guy, tremendous hockey player, but even a better human being off the ice. But we'll talk about that a little bit later. Right now we head to Clarksville. We bring in Austin Peay's basketball coach, Matt Fager. He's on the line with us. Coach, good morning. How you doing?
Fellas, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing great, Coach.
We are doing good. Probably not as good as you. I have to believe you're quite pleased with your team right now. You've won 5 out of your last 6. And look, if you're going to get things rolling, this is the time of year to do it, right?
Yeah, you want to be playing well in February. There's no doubt about that. You know, that as you guys, I listened to you guys yesterday, and I think you guys had Kermit and Dana on, and I was talking with guys at Tennessee. There's a lot of teams in the state right now, not only here at Austin Peay, but you know, at Middle, at Belmont, at Tennessee State, Tennessee. Everybody's playing pretty good basketball in the state right now.
We talked to Dana Ford yesterday, and yeah, about especially some of those early games when they played some heavy hitters, and Purdue was one of them for Tennessee State. They went to Austin, they played the Longhorns and others, and then of course some of the local teams here. You did the same thing. I mean, you got a taste of Virginia early on in the season. You went to Oklahoma State and played the Cowboys. What did you learn about your team early on out of conference play?
Well, you know, I guys, that's a good question because I think Dana and myself both had teams that we needed to be tested by fire early. And, you know, he obviously went and played Texas and Purdue and some teams like that. And, you know, we went to Virginia and Oklahoma State and to Illinois, played Vanderbilt, you know, at Evansville, Western. You know, we both played hard schedules. So, I think it tested our guys early, and it didn't give them a break, and they realized that if they didn't play as hard as they possibly could every time we took the court, that they could get embarrassed. And no kid, no person I know ever likes to get embarrassed. So from the start when we played Vanderbilt to Virginia, those were our first two games. So it wasn't like we played patty cake schools to start. And as the season went on in the non-conference, you know, we didn't win those games, but our kids, every game from Virginia to Oklahoma State to Illinois to Evansville, our kids got more and more confidence. Now, it wasn't resulting in wins, but it was building the character of our team. And so you fast forward to conference season. I think you can say this for both us and Tennessee State, that if you look at our records right now, I think we're both almost identical in records. We're 15-11. I think they're 14-11 or 15-11 as well. We're both playing our best basketball right now, and I think it's due to the fact that our teams got tested early and often. And I think Belmont did that as well. So I think that's why all of our teams – in this area, in the OVC, or you know, in the top 5 in the league right now.
What about for you, Matt? Since it's your first year at Austin Peay, you just kind of went through what your team has been doing, kind of the progression of them from the beginning of the season to the middle of the season to now on the back end of the season. What about for you as a first year coach? You go into this thing, and you know it's different. It's different from being an assistant to now being the head man. How about the growth of you as you've played out this first year?
I think I've learned over the experience of the season what to worry about, and what not to worry about. you know, maybe early on, you know, there was some overthinking, overdoing, you know, certain things, and, you know, maybe putting too much on our kids' plate for them to be just good at something. You know, that KISS method, you know, keep it simple, stupid. You know, sometimes as a young head coach, I'm not young in the profession, but as far as being a head coach, experience-wise, you know, probably try to do too much of this, too much practice, too much, you know. But I also knew that our team needed to come together. So we're trying to get good at just simple things. Keep it basic. Be good at certain things, and you know, everything else we'll make adjustments as we go. That's probably the one thing I've been able to adapt a little better as the season's progressed. I haven't got over losing. Still sucks. You know, you don't take those any easier early in the year as you do now. And you know, but that's just who I am. But probably. I pulled back a little bit on some things that I was just, you know, pressing the guys, overloading them a little bit, to say, and now they're more comfortable as a team.
Three of your last four games in the regular season before you go into the conference tournament are at home. You guys have been very successful in Clarksville at home this year. Other than the obvious, well, you want to win. We get that. What are you looking to try to get out of your team in these final four games? What are you looking for as a coach as everybody's positioning for that conference tournament?
You know, to make our rotations defensively to be better, you know, in our closeouts, or when people break us down off the dribble, to make sure our rotations are better now than they were 3 months ago, that, you know, we don't turn the ball over. Because we're more experienced with playing with one another. You know, that was probably the big Achilles heel of our team early on, was that we were just giving the ball up way too much. And, you know, I use a lot of football analogies with our team. And, you know, that's just like, you know, everybody knows that the Patriots are really good. Tom Brady's probably the greatest football player ever to put on a helmet. And I say, you can play all the good defense you want, but if you give Tom Brady, continue to give him the ball at the 30-yard line, he's going to score. And that's the one thing that we hope to keep eliminate. And when we've won games, our points off turnovers, our turnover margin, those are low. When we lose games, that's where we lose games, is that we give up way too many points off of turnovers.
We're chatting with Austin Peay basketball coach Matt Figger. The Governors 15-11 on the season, back home on Thursday night against Tennessee Tech up in Clarksville. And Matt, we just saw it the other day. The NCAA selection committee released their top 16 seeds a month out from selection Sunday. And I was reminded on Sunday that a year ago, South Carolina, where you were with Frank Martin, you were nowhere near that picture. In fact, you know, right down to Selection Sunday, I mean, some people maybe had questioned, where do they fit in terms of the bubble? What type of a seed would they get? And clearly that didn't matter, because you guys just marched right on to the Final Four. In some ways, you talk about this year's team getting better. What did you learn last year in that experience with the Gamecocks that maybe helps you now with a team that the ultimate goal is be at your best come March and you get to the OVC tournament, that's helping you prepare this team along the way?
You know, that experience last year, you know, we were trying to build something at South Carolina. We had a group of seniors that had experienced a lot of lows. And you get towards the end of the year, and the pressure keeps mounting a little more because that NCAA tournament. See, some people think, you know, take that, getting that bid for granted. And it's hard when your program's not, you know, Kentucky or Duke or, you know, Kansas, whoever, you know, traditionally gets those bids. So your team starts feeling a little pressure. Last year, our team started feeling a little pressure, and we kind of struggled down the stretch. If you guys remember, we lost a hard game. We weren't playing bad. But we were playing really good teams on the road. We had played at We played it. We lost a tough one to Arkansas at home. I remember that we had to turn around and go to Vanderbilt. And Vanderbilt started peaking at the right time, as you guys remember last year. And then we had to play at Florida, and then we had to play at Ole Miss. And so just playing good teams kind of prepared us. And once we got our name called in that tournament, we knew that the SEC was really good and that our team wasn't playing bad, but the league was good and that we play a unique style of play. So once we got in that tournament and teams didn't see us, it was an advantage for us. And what I carry over with this team is that, we try to be unique in our style of play. We try to play different than everybody else. I feel like the way we play night in and night out gives us a chance to win games because we try to play different.
For any coach, when you take over a program, it's about instilling your culture and also your style of play. You've got some veterans that have been around before you got there that have certainly helped you out, a Porter Button, Ivory, those types of guys. But you also have some young guys. Terry Taylor, freshman guard, leads your team in points and rebounds. And you've got Dayton Gum as well, a sharpshooter from the outside. How helpful has it been to get some of those guys that you knew from day one on campus to come in and really push you in the right direction?
Although we had a couple of veterans, Porter Button was a starter here, but he was it. And he was, usually the fifth option. Ivory and Glotta and Harris, they didn't fit much into the rotations here. They weren't depended on very, very much. So, and then Taylor and Gum and the other kid that came in, who I only had for 1 year as a grad transfer, Avery Ugba, they've all have brought more to the table than what I could ever imagine. They're good kids, and that's why they've all blended together. And we've got a really good locker room, and that's the one thing I think more than X's and O's that people don't value is how good your locker room is. And I've got a really good locker room because I've got really good kids, and that's given us a chance because they're not defiant. They take on the challenges. They take on how hard I push them or whatever, they've been able to accept their roles without any pushback, and they play for one another. That's what's helped us be successful right now in league play.
I've talked to Ryan Ivey a lot about how he's sort of built the athletic program there. Obviously, huge story this fall and what Will Healy and the Govs did on the football field. I still believe they got robbed not getting into the FCS playoffs. But that turnaround story, basketball is a little different because there's more history and tradition there. But when you just watch the atmosphere, how much does the confidence and the success across sport to sport breed confidence and success when you're trying to build your own program?
Oh, it goes hand in hand. There's a great atmosphere on campus. Guys, not only basketball, women's basketball, football, baseball, what Taylor Mott did in volleyball. On top of that, our academic department as a whole with our athletics, every team, we have like a 3.2 or 3.3 athletic team GPA across the board combined, which tells me a couple of things. You've got the right coaches in the right spots, bringing in the right kids. And I was just talking to somebody about this the other day. Knock on wood, there's no issues with any of the kids. So you've got high character kids across the board in every sport. And that's a credit to the coaches that are here. And that's a credit to Ryan Ivey's vision of being the student athlete experience. And it's worked out. Every team here is very supportive. Because we don't have a huge student-based population that stays on campus. We're, so to speak, a commuter school. So these kids that go to school, they're not kids. There's a lot of non-traditional people that go to school here. So the athletes are having to support one another, and there's great camaraderie on campus.
Well, Matt, I know it'll be your first experience in the OVC tournament. I, for one, think it's a terrible move to move it out of Nashville and Municipal Auditorium and take it up to Evansville. Selfishly, I really don't like it because I think this is going to be one of the more wide-open OVC tournaments we've seen in quite some time. Realistically, in your mind, how many teams at this point do you think could have a legitimate chance to cut down the nets on Saturday in Evansville?
Wow, that's a good question. It's all about matchups. I think there's potentially seven teams in this league that could all win it. Now, I do think that Belmont and Murray are the class of the league. I'm not going to hide my feelings for that. And I, you know, too bad if it hurts anybody's feelings. But you know, we all strive in our league to beat those guys. You know, Coach Bird. What he does at Belmont's incredible. What Matt McCann's done at Murray State right now is incredible. Those guys have set the bar. But with that being said, you know, Tennessee State can beat anybody. They've beaten Belmont. They've beaten Jacksonville State. Jacksonville State can beat anybody. They've shown that. They've beaten Murray. They've beaten Belmont. You know, we've shown that we can compete. Tennessee Martin, who's fighting to get in, has shown that they can win games. So, I think realistically, it boils down to how these games get, you know, bracketed against one another, and you know, it's the league is really competitive, and you've got Belmont, Murray, us, Tennessee Tech, Jacksonville State, Tennessee State, and Tennessee Martin. That's the seven teams that I'm talking about. I think, and no disrespect to anyone, but I think all seven of those teams could walk away winning the cut the nets down in Evansville.
Last thing, Matt, I was watching game day Saturday morning. They were in Charlottesville, Virginia, around the Virginia Tech game. Jay Williams, well, they brought out Chris Long, Eagles, played for the Eagles, went to Virginia, their defensive end, and they were attempting half-court shots, and Chris missed. Jay Williams picks up a ball from the rack, half-court, boom, nails it. We have a rack of balls in your gym. How many does it take for you to nail the half-court shot?
Did you guys see my video this summer?
No.
Did not.
No.
Well, I did that at camp this summer.
And not, first one? Not,
one tri-
I'm going to stick to that story, and video proof says that it was one. You know, when we got on the bus Saturday to play at Eastern Illinois, and that shot was being played, that tells you just how vast the talent level of individual human beings are. How, you know, Jay Williams can be in a suit.
In a suit, that's right.
In a suit. And we all know how tight a suit is. To
Nailed
pick up
it.
A ball and just chuck it from half court, that shows you how God has blessed certain guys, you know, with certain gifts. And that guy, you know, he had a promising NBA career cut short because of a motorcycle accident. But, you know, that just tells you it's kind of a reality check when certain guys say, gosh, dog, I can play in the NBA or I can play here or I can play there. Well, look at what that guy did. He's 30 years old or 32 years old, just picks the ball up and just flings it up in the air and it goes in. So it kind of brings you back to reality. But, you know, if you see my video, I did the same thing as Jay Will did, and I'm going to stick with, you know, it took me one time.
I just pulled it up, Coach, and the clip's only 10 seconds long, so it doesn't give us much before or after, but you drilled it, so we'll go with your story.
In shorts and a T-shirt.
hey, listen, yeah, in shorts and a T-shirt. You know, I like, you know, everybody likes country music, and like Vince Gill says, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Hey, it's good to talk to you. Thanks for doing this. Best of luck Thursday night as you guys host Tennessee Tech. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right, that is Matt Figger. He is the men's basketball coach at Austin Peay, and I think he's right. I think it's going to set up for a tremendous tournament. And I'm with you, of course. I've said it for a week now. I can't stand that the SEC and the OVC tournaments are not here because I think this year in particular – it would have been great to have them here because I think they are going to be a lot of fun. We'll come back, wrap up the first hour next.